Welcome to the Full-Time Knicks Podcast. Today we have a reading in the Knicks Packages News for March 31st, 2024. Knicks Packages News is a service curated by Knicks contributor Jake Hamilton, and it covers the latest in events related to the Knicks Packages GitHub repository. It can be accessed at knickspackages.news. Our hosts today are Shahar Dawn Orr and Samyak Sarniak.
Are you feeling lucky? The KnicksOS community certainly is after, to the best of our knowledge, avoiding a critical backdoor in XZLibLZMA, that is CVE-2024-3094. The security team will still be downgrading the XZ package to 5.4.6 to be safe, but this process will result in a mass rebuild of hundreds of packages, meaning that it will take a little more than a week to complete. Note that users can switch the version of the package early if they are willing to perform the builds on their systems. It is not clear whether other vulnerabilities exist in XZ or other projects that the attacker has contributed to. A helpful write-up of the events leading up to this point was posted by Evan Bose, and an official page from the original XZ author is available at the link.
With May quickly approaching, a call for a release manager and editor of the 24.05 KnicksOS release has been made. Fix Oda goes into detail about the release process and the requirements for these roles. If you are interested in these positions, you can get in touch via the announcements, comments, or on Matrix.
The end of this week also saw the creation and move to final comment period of a new exciting RFC, RFC 0173 FCP KnicksOS Hotline. The community is urged to read it quickly before it is merged in. What an exciting time to be a Knicks Packages contributor. From Lasulus, hi everybody. To celebrate the good times, we started RFC 0173 and put it immediately into FCP, so read it fast before it is merged. Let's have a read. Hotline. Is this April 1st? Isn't April 1st?
More likely. Very likely.
Feature, KnicksOS PR hotline, start date, April 1st. Author, Trollulus. Co-authors, Riot Bib, Art Troll Real, B Kenji, and anyway. Summary, bring the power of German bureaucracy to Knicks packages by using a sophisticated telephone system to interact with pull requests. All right, if you want the whole thing, go ahead and read it. We will be moving on.
CD Mistman announced the release of RIP packages, a tool capable of searching Knicks packages in under 30 milliseconds.
30 milliseconds? How quick is that? It's like a flash of an eye. Blink of an eye.
2 frames in a 60 FPS video.
That's quite an accurate description. Thank you.
For more information on how the tool works and what makes it different from other existing programs like Knicks Index, check out the Replit blog post.
Very well. Mick92 has posted a call for testers for KnicksLDRS, a rewrite of the original KnicksLD. If you are currently using KnicksLD and or would like to help make sure the new version is working well, please consider testing out the project and reporting any regressions from the original KnicksLD on GitHub.
Reckonroad has started a new thread to share updates on Darwin and Knicks packages, separate from the previous thread cataloging sponsored work.
Frickle Handwerk posted a full roadmap for the Knicks documentation ecosystem. Documentation has been a pain point for many Knicks newcomers as well as veterans, and seeing the issues being addressed in a clear outline is great. Thank you to Daniel Sidhian, and everyone else contributing to the improvement of learning and reference materials for Knicks. Thank you indeed.
That was good. Last week, an important update to the way VNV creation in Python environment works was made by CWP to correct the previous subtly broken implementation. This was not mentioned in the previous Knicks packages news article, but it's worth knowing about for anyone using Python with Knicks.
All right, this week we have 57 new packages. Are you ready for this? Yeah. So here is the list 9999 years added GitUpstream. GitUpstream is a shortcut for Git push with the setup stream flag, whatever the result of Git remote is, and then whatever the result is of Git rev parse with the abbrev ref head arguments is. So if that sounds useful, you have it now.
Aaron, added protobuf version 26.
Alexana added ASCII draw. What is ASCII draw? It's an app, it's a GUI app to draw diagrams or anything using only ASCII. Wow, I'd like to play with that.
Yeah, that's a GUI. Alexana also added PDF for Qt.
PDF for Qt is like a PDF.
It's an open source PDF editor powered by the QT framework.
PDF editor, cool.
That's good.
Alexa Rice added Emacs packages TechPresso, which is Emacs mode for TechPresso.
LaTeX editing in Emacs. That seems useful. Atemu added Memtest Vulkan, which is a Vulkan compute tool for testing video memory stability.
B. Hankus added Workout Tracker. It's a workout tracking web application for personal use or family friends geared towards running and other GPX-based activities.
Byte sudo org added GTK hash. GTK hash has a desktop utility for computing message digests or checksum. Supports well-known hash functions like MD5, punch of SHAs, and Blake2.
Camila MNDN added Firefox PWA, which is a tool to install, manage, and use progressive web apps in Mozilla Firefox.
.lambda added Molly Socket. Molly Socket allows getting signal notifications via unified push.
Drupal added LM Studio. LM Studio, discover, download, and run local LLMs.
Drupal added Rabbit. Rabbit is a recursive acronym for Rabbit as an activity-based bot identification tool. Classification model to identify bot accounts based on their recent activities in GitHub.
Drupal also added TypeStyle. It's a typeset source code formatter, because everything needs a source code formatter.
Yep. I think this is only the first of the two typeset tools we'll see today. Drupal also added a VS Code extension called JBOCL format files, which is a VS Code extension that formats all files in the current workspace, selected folder, or based on a glob.
And finally, Drupal added VS Code extensions, Myriad Dreaming Tiny Mist. Tiny Mist is an integrated language server for types.
Emilio Siniades added .NET Outdated, which is a .NET Core global tool to display and update outdated NuGet packages in a project.
FabAF added CVE Map. CVE Map, navigate the common vulnerabilities and exposures jungle with ease using CVE Map, a command line interface tool designed to provide a structured and easily navigable interface to various vulnerability databases. You know, it says CLI tool, but I kind of see a text mode. Text
the
mode.
UI?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which looks like a table in the screenshot, but it's probably a little bit more than that.
FabAF also added a Python package called Romi, which is a library for the Home Assistant Romi integration.
FabAF also added a Python library, Llama Index Embeddings OLlama. It's a programmatic startup shutdown of ASGI apps.
FabAF also added a Python package called Security Reporter, which is a Python wrapper around the Reporter API.
FabAF also added Vunnel, Vanul is a tool for fetching, transforming, and storing vulnerability data from a variety of sources.
ABAF also added Word Serpent Search, which is a CLI tool for vulnerability detection. It allows you to scan directories for various types of vulnerabilities, like accesses, authentication bypass, and others using the National Vulnerability Database.
FABAF also added WS REPL, WebSocket REPL for pen testers.
Kale Rerol added a Python package called Pulsar, which is the Python client for Apache Pulsar. Pulsar is like Kafka, but more modern and scalable.
Gaetan LePage added BonBon, a simple and adorable sysinfo utility written in Rust. Why not?
Gaetan LePage also added a Vim plugin called Improved Search NVim, which is a NeoVim plugin that improves the search experience.
Gaetan LePage also added Vim plugins QMK NVim. QMK NVim is a 100% Lua plugin for NeoVim that formats QMK key maps used in a large number of mechanical and hobbyist keyboards.
Wanrong 928 added MPV OSC Modern, ModernX, Zydezu. They are three plugins for MPV, the video player.
Hatch01 added HTTP CLI. And HTTP is a modern, user-friendly, programmable, and filterable command line HTTP client for the API.
And NK added poetry plugin Publix. It's a poetry plugin that adds various features that extend the poetry command, such as building wheel files with log dependencies and validations of wheel or Docker containers.
JNS Grook added Rockcraft. It's an application which is a tool for building OCI container images.
John Ringer added auto add driver run path hook.
Katana Lama added VS Code extensions, MS Toolsci Data Wrangler. Data Wrangler is a code-centric data viewing and cleaning tool that is integrated into VS Code and VS Code Jupyter notebooks. It provides a rich user interface to view and analyze your data, show insightful column statistics and visualizations, and automatically generate pandas code as you clean and transform the data.
Kintrix 007 added VLC BitTorrent, which is a plugin for VLC that allows you to open a torrent file or a magnet link directly with VLC. Nilatius added Railway Travel, which lets you look up travel information for many different railways, all without needing to navigate through different websites.
That should be useful.
Yeah.
Matthew Crowan added Scion Bootstrapper. This repository contains a bootstrapper for network configuration. It retrieves hints from available zero-conf services to discover the IP address and port of the discovery server, serving the actual configuration files over HTTP.
MKG20001 added Docum. Docum performs least recently used eviction of Docker images to keep the disk usage below a given threshold. Docker plus vacuum.
Yeah, it's a brilliant name.
Yep.
And Vinod added Wyoming Satellite. It's a replacement for the now archived Home Assistant Satellite package.
Nate Henry added Single File CLI. Single File is a web extension for saving a faithful copy of a complete web page in a single HTML file.
OPNA 2608 added FAMI Studio. It's an NES music editor.
OPNE2608 also added RCU, which stands for Remarkable Connection Utility. It's an all-in-one offline / local management software for remarkable e-paper tablets, the RM1 and the RM2.
Binbox added Wastebin, a minimal paste bin with a design shamelessly copied from Bin.
Rykar added Affine. Affine is a workspace with fully merged docs, whiteboards, and databases. Sounds like a Notion alternative.
Looks quite like that as well. Ross Computer Guy added LLVM packages 18.
RS Nizek added Proton Mail Desktop, which is a desktop application for Proton Mail and their calendar made with Electron.
S1LS added Invidious Router. Invidious Router is a Go application that routes requests to different Invidious instances based on their health status and optional response time.
Sarah, he added a Python package, Scalene. Scalene is a high-performance CPU, GPU, and memory profiler for Python.
Sarcastic Admin added APRX. APRX DGPeter software. APRX is a software package designed to run on any POSIX platform and act as an APRS DGPeter and or internet gateway.
Scrumplex added WLX Overlay S, which is a lightweight OpenXR or OpenVR overlay for Wayland and X11 desktops.
T4CCER added Butter Manager. Butter Manager is a ButterFS tool for managing snapshots, balancing file systems, and upgrading the system safely.
VBGL added OCaml 6.2.
Vinetos added KMeet. KMeet allows you to organize secure online meetings via your web browser, your mobile, your tablet, or your computer.
Vinetos added Quarkus, which is a Kubernetes-native Java stack tailored for OpenJDK Hotspot and GraalVM, crafted from the best-of-breed Java libraries and standards.
WinEEE added Wayfire plugins, Focus Request, Wayfire Shadows, and WWP Switcher.
Wolfgang Walter added Python package, Sphinx RTD Dark Mode. Sounds like a dark mode plugin for documentation generator, Sphinx.
Yunfachi added UniSync, a synchronization tool for Lianli fan controllers.
We have one new module added this week. S1LS added Invidious Router,
which we mentioned as a package. And we have 10 security fixes this week. Adam McStevens updated console to fix CVE 2024-24786.
Buckley 3.10 updated Brave to fix CVE 2024-2883, CVE 2024-2885, 2886, and 2887.
Jian Lin updated Emacs to fix CVE 2024-30205, 30204, 30203, and 30202.
This week's patched XPAT to fix CVE-2024-28757.
The Swiss also updated Core Utils to fix CVE-2024-0684.
Natsukium updated Python 3.10 to fix CVE-2023-52425, CVE-2024-0450, and CVE-2023-6597.
Network Exception updated Ungoogled Chromium to fix CVE-2024-2883, 2885, 2886, and 2887.
Rycicle updated Rycicle to fix CVE-2024-26540.
TIG TSP updated Perl Packages HTTP body to fix CVE 2013-4407.
That's a long-standing issue. Updated GitLab to fix CVE 2023-6371 and CVE 2024-2818.